Beast on the Radio on WTIC News Talk 1080, live and direct right here in, well, the greater Hartford area. Farmington, to say the least. Thank you all for all of your well wishes. It's finally here. It's finally official. I am in Connecticut, and you guys, if you only knew what this means to me to come all the way out here and to be back and official. I've been here so many other times, I didn't even think that it was possible. That this would, this day would be coming at any time. But it is, it's nice to be here. If you guys are having an audio problem, I apologize. We've been trying to figure this out for the longest, but, Joey and I were in this system trying to figure it out, and it may not be working. So I apologize, if that's the case. We'll figure out something. Maybe during the break or whatever, but just go to WTIC.com, download the Odyssey app so you can listen to the program. I promised you guys that I was going to do something online, but this is the best that we could do under the circumstances. And we just got in yesterday, and then we tried to set up today, and this is where we are. So don't worry about it. Don't fret. You guys can still go into chat rooms and communicate with me. I'll read your chats. Of course, you know the telephone number, 860-522-WTIC, 860-522-9842, to join the program. And like I said, I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm working everything out here. But if you just go to WTIC.com, you can listen to the show. I got an opening monologue. It has everything to do with our journey here. I just tried to call my wife, but she must be napping. And not that she doesn't deserve some rest after driving in a car with me for 3 days. She deserves every bit of that rest that she could get today. And, but I'm still trying to figure out why she's so tired. I did all the driving. My hip is killing me. My right hip, that is like the worst feeling ever to drive that long. I don't do long distance, and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm just not. I'm going to hire somebody to drive me. Get one of these, get maybe one of my former employees to get in the car. And maybe he can drive. These young kids like driving long distance anyway. We'll get them to do it. Yesterday was weird for me, and I'll talk to you guys about that a little bit, but Roland, can we give a round of applause to the hot mic? That's all I want to do, is just give a round of applause to the hot mic. I don't know how many times I got text messages for that one. Everyone just said, did you just hear what happened? I was like, no, I didn't hear it. Yes, I could not believe that it happened, but guess what? You guys don't know this. You may have forgotten this. That hot mic thing happened to me the first day I got in the studio. Remember that, Roland? The first day I got into the studio. In fact, I had my wife here and her son here, and I forgot to turn off the mic. So it happens. It's no big deal. It happens. It's okay. But I got to talk about the interview that was yesterday with Allison Camerota, which I thought was an interesting interview because of what she had to say about the discourse politically. I heard a little bit of that going on the show, as in other places, that's where they've been talking about it. And, I want to talk about it in a sense of, I think people are missing the point here about what's going on politically and where our country is. And I don't think people are being honest about what's happening. I think they're trying to rationalize it and be forgiving, maybe kind, maybe complimentary to the other side. They're working really, really hard to do that. I want to talk about that as well. And we'll break all of that stuff down. But get on the phones, say hello to Reese on the radio. I know you're all, you know, dying to call in and welcoming to the neighborhood. You're all taking me out to dinner. Just letting you all know that now. So, you know, whatever you got to do, I've just got to do that applause button on my own today. So whatever you do, just figure it out where you're taking me to dinner. I'm going. Wherever it is you're going, whatever food you want to experiment, you want to take me out for Bangladesh food, I'm coming. You want to take me out for hot Mexican, fine, I'm there. You got Indonesian food, whatever you got, I'm going. You're all taking me to dinner and I'm going. Because I need to get out more. And I just don't want to drive. I don't want to drive long distances. What else have we got? Okay, let me just start the show. So I'm listening to the program yesterday, and normally I wouldn't do that. Like I don't, it's not that I'm here to critique any other host. That's not what I'm here to talk about or critique you, cheating on me with a new host. all of you cheated on me yesterday. But there was a little bit of a conversation about the discourse on the right and the left and the facts and what the facts are and all this other stuff. And I want to talk a little bit about that because I was so concerned about where you guys are in all of this. Not that you don't have the right to think what you think. Of course, I want you to think. That's the most important. But I'm listening and I'm going, how am I missing this one factor? Let's begin. There are two things we must recognize. The first thing is there are no two sides to political violence. You gotta stop repeating that. If you are repeating it, you are submitting to the leftist dogma that gives the left permission to harm, to assault, and if not, kill people on the right. Do you understand that? Listen to what I am saying to you. If you play the both sides game, you are giving the left license to commit violence on the right. Everybody who is conservative knows, and they've known for the longest, that is, it is their political speech that has always been under threat. What they believe, what they think, how they feel, those things have always been under threat. In 2017, Reese on the Radio, as a podcast, warned everyone, and the documentation is there, that after 2016, when they could no longer go after Donald Trump because he won the election, the next target was you. I said it early 2017 that it was MAGA folks, Republicans were going to be the target. It was going to become don't vote for Trump because he's a racist. And then you voted for him. And then it was you're a racist. And I told you, you're going to have to stand your ground. You're going to have to push back on that. You could not allow people to determine who you are and what you thought. But they were going to demonize you. And the hell if they didn't. It was all they could do. And it got worse and worse and worse. We saw it in small increments during the 2016 election. What did we see? We saw people coming out of Trump rallies and there were leftists outside. And what were they doing? Chasing people down. Even women. Throwing things at them. Pouring alcohol, beer, and stuff like that. Dousing women. Women. There's one videotape of a man who was trying to get out of a mob and he couldn't. And he sat there just with his hands over his head as people spat on him for coming out of a Trump rally. They all knew it. They all reported on it. And not conservative media, mainstream media. There are no two sides to this, folks. There is only one side that is allowed to demonize the other. If not at the behest, but also the encouragement of mainstream news media who either cover it up or find a way to suggest that we are the reasons people are attacking us. Well, if you didn't think that, people wouldn't attack you. When the news media can go so far as to say, because of Trump, people are becoming Satanists, and they're not condemning the Satanists, what do you think it is? Sorry, left. There is no two sides. And I'm sorry, I'm done with playing this stupid game with you. Cause it is a stupid game. There isn't both sides. You can be mad that I said that there aren't two sides, cause there isn't. But you're gonna have to tell me, when was it? I'll give you another example. I'll tell you how it is in two sides. What violence did we commit against you during the Biden administration? What did we do? Anything that we did, anything we suggested we were demonized for, was cancel culture an act of violence on you? No. It was an act of violence on us. Who was on television saying that if we didn't get the vaccine, if we didn't want to wear a mask, that we should be allowed to die and not be treated at a hospital? Was that on the right? No. Those were the likes of Don Lemon on CNN, Jimmy Kimmel on ABC, Chris Cuomo on CNN. Howard Stern said they all deserve to die. What are these products of the right? No, they were not. That was all the left. Anytime. Who were the people who were silenced online for having conversation? Who was the party that had the idea to introduce telephone companies to monitor our text messages to find out if we were having conversations about COVID or the COVID vaccine? Was that the right? Was that Donald Trump suggesting it? No, it was the party in power, Democrats, the left. Was it the left that changed Joe Rogan's image on their own television and made fun of him, suggesting that he took horse dewormer, even though there were members of Congress who were not only calling it that, but were also taking ivermectin secretly when no one else knew about it? These attacks on people on the right, if you even suggested that you liked Donald Trump, you were absolutely deplatformed and silenced. You were called anti-science, stupid, Neanderthal. Oh, and by the way, one step further. Who were the people who were running around saying that certain individuals had to be deprogrammed? Was that us? Was that us towards the left? No. In fact, even though you folks were running around saying that men could be women, we still never said, yeah, we need to deprogram these people or re-educate them. No, we just said that these people are asinine. What is wrong with these people? We looked at you and said, that's funny. Men can't have a conversation about abortion because we don't have a uterus, but a man can be a woman without one. Could a transsexual have a conversation about abortion, ladies? But again, we never said that you needed to be deprogrammed. We didn't suggest you be deplatformed. When you allowed men to play in women's sports or boys to go in girls' bathrooms, we didn't suggest you be deprogrammed. No. What did we wish to do? We wish to fight you at the ballot box. We need to beat these people. We need to beat them at the ballot box. We can't let these people be in power. When you suggested that a 3-year-old can decide that he wasn't a boy and he was a little girl, and you can start arranging for him to get down to the children's hospital and cut off his private parts, Did we say you need to be programmed? No. Did we suggest we should put you in an asylum? No. Did we suggest you should be deplatformed? No. It is not a both sides thing. It isn't. And I understand some people out there who want to just, you know, extend an olive branch. An olive branch to suggest, it was like, you know, yeah, you know, we, some people on the right can be, no, no, stop ceding ground. Stop doing it. They want you to do that, which gives them license to continue to do it to you. Because they're only going to come back to you and say, well, you even admitted it's on both sides. Stop doing it. It's nonsense. Okay? So, I wanted to get that out. This Allison Camerota interview that happened yesterday really, really got me angry because it isn't so much about it, not what she said not being checked, but I know you all listened to it and said to yourself, is this woman crazy? This woman had the audacity to say, and I'm not going to lie. Never in my lifetime have I ever heard anyone that delusional. And has the good sense to call her podcast sanity. She got on these airwaves and said that Fox News doesn't source their news. And she said that, like, out loud. I couldn't get here. I wanted to drive to Connecticut. I wanted to transport to Connecticut and snatch the phone and said, are you serious? Are you serious? Aren't you the same network that in the same month where I'm not even going to get into it. I'm going to get into that later. I'm going to rip that to shreds later. But yeah, it just a lot of that stuff just outraged me. Also, when we come back, I got to bring this up too. Whoever is out there trying to stop Mamdani from becoming the mayor of New York, knock it off. Knock it off. You are messing up my evil plan. Do you understand me? Stop it. Mamdani must be the mayor of New York. And I'll explain that when we come back. Plus, we'll take your phone calls. 860-522-WTIC. I'll figure out this nonsense going on with the computer. All right, stick around. It's Reese on the Radio on WTIC News Talk 1080.